And it's the Gadget Grill. We're back for another year here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet. We are at www.radio2rdj.com. Hi there. I'm the Professor, Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
And I'm Dee Dee Cup.
Welcome to the first Gadget Grill ever for the year 2016. How have you been?
Yes, busy.
Busy. We've had a bit of a break. Did you enjoy the break?
Yeah, the break was good, but now we're back to busy.
And busy on the radio is good. It's a lot of fun.
Busy on the road's not so great.
No, it is not. Tell the listener what you did over the break.
Over the break. Well, got in the car on Christmas Day with you.
You did.
And we drove to Canberra. Canberra.
And we had a good time down there.
We did. We saw a lot of interesting things.
Including teaching one of my phones how to swim.
And that was fun, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Not for the phone.
And not for you either.
No.
When you tell me you've dropped the, you've gone into the pool with the phone in your pocket.
Exactly.
And then we'd get out and go, well, pity it wasn't the other phone because the other phone's waterproof.
I know. I had two phones with me on the trip, one of which was waterproof and that one was safely stowed in our hotel room. And the one that was not waterproof was in my pocket. We went down to the pool. I went into the water and half an hour later I realised that I screwed up.
Big time.
Big time, yes.
Big time. But apart from that, it was very nice in Canberra.
We had a good time.
Yeah. Then we tripped off down to the Bega Valley.
Indeed.
Which was lovely.
Caught up with family.
And grandchildren and daughters and had my birthday party.
Yeah, we did.
I'm a senior now.
You are indeed. You're all of 21.
Yes. I wish.
Sadly, while we were away, we lost one of Australia's greatest rock and roll singers.
Absolutely. Very sad news.
Frontman for the Easy Beats, Little Stevie Wright.
Mm.
So today I thought to open the show, and during the show I thought I'd play two pieces of music that Stevie made his own.
Absolutely.
The first one, of course, is what is widely regarded as one of the top songs out of the 20th century ever. Written by Vander and Young, recorded by the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'll have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in my city.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on Radio 2 RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Which is where we happen to be right now. We are safely ensconced in Studio B, are we not?
We are indeed.
And we are broadcasting. Which is exactly.
Well, I are, yeah, but yeah. We're short a couple of members here
today. We are short a couple of members here. a couple of the guys who should be here are still in Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. I should play that.
I wonder if they've seen Elvis over there.
I'm sure they have. I know they've seen a lot of interesting things.
Mm.
And we'll be hearing from the boys very shortly. They've actually recorded a couple of segments for us.
Oh, that's great.
And we'll be playing those segments in a little while, a bit later on
That'll
in
be
the
good.
Show.
Interesting technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amazing. They're going to talk about CES. CSS, not quite. No, we're going to talk about, they're going to talk about CES. And in our news, we've got a lot of CES news as well, but we've got a lot of news that is not CES.
Okay.
As well.
All right.
And I'm going to start with the not CES news.
Okay.
Which includes Curiosity, the Mars rover.
All right, yep.
That's suffering a little bit of damage.
Is it?
They showed some photos on the internet this week. Isn't the internet wonderful? It's this thing where you can see things and find out information.
Well, the Martians throwing things at them.
The Martians have been throwing them. As it's been rolling around, it's done about 10 kilometres now, or maybe 10 miles.
All right.
But as it's been rolling around on the Mars surface, on the Martian surface, it's been hitting all sorts of different things, running into rocks and so on. And they've actually been causing damage to the wheels.
Right. Well, that's no good.
That's no good. No, they're expecting this, so this is not surprising, and the wheels are quite robust. But it's interesting to see that it's suffering this sort of damage. And, you know, like, yeah, even if it's 10 miles, what's that to a wheel on a car?
Well, not a great deal.
No, and it's caused a lot of... This is.
Well, the Martians need to get their roads organised.
They really do. We should talk to NASA to get the Martians...
Worse than the Sydney roads.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, there is a problem with the patent system, potentially.
The patent system, will that be handy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. What's happening there?
Okay, well, it's not actually with the patent system, but it's with 3D printing, and you know how much we love 3D printing.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Okay. Now, consider for a moment that you may patent a device that does something and looks a particular way and so on, and with 3D printing, anybody can get a plan for that particular device and print it.
Great.
And suddenly the protection that the owner of the intellectual property in that device...
It's gone.
Has gone. They've lost the ownership of that intellectual property.
That's no good.
So this is...
It's interesting. They'll have to bring out some rules about that or something.
Indeed. Indeed. Very, very interesting. Kodak have come up with something very interesting.
Kodak. You don't hear about that very often.
No. What was Kodak really famous for?
Well, films and cameras.
Films and cameras. So they're resurrecting the Super 8 film camera.
You're joking.
No, I am not.
Super 8, my God.
Yeah. And they want to try and develop an appreciation for film in people.
Right.
I applaud that. I truly do.
Yeah, but still, Super 8's a bit antiquated nowadays.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. In Queensland, miners have to do drug tests.
Miners.
Because they're operating...
Big machines,
heavy machines, expensive machines. So they've got to do drug tests.
Okay. This would be good.
Now, yes.
Three quarters of them off sick, I suppose.
No. Much better than that.
Uh-huh.
Urine-based drug tests require a person to be clean of any prohibited substances for 72 hours. But for some, this is still way too long. And for those people, there's a market in selling...
Oh, no,
and
they're
buying.
Not, oh, they're not buying urine online or something.
Oh, it's better than that.
Oh, no.
They're buying synthetic urine.
Synthetic?
Urine.
Wow.
And prosthetic penises.
Oh. So they can pretend they're peeing in the jar.
They can pretend they're peeing...
In the jar.
In the jar. So they're pretending to pee and they're peeing fake urine. And
How did they catch them, I wonder?
I have no idea. But the thing is, that's not illegal.
It's not illegal?
Well, it's certainly the acquisition of fake urine is not illegal.
No, no, but doing what they're doing must be.
Must be, yeah. Because
they're not giving true results of their drug-affected bodies.
No, no.
Good grief.
Isn't that a wonderful story?
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, I have something even better than that as our useless gadget later on.
Oh, great. That'll be interesting.
Oh, it is, it is. Now, Apple is facing a class action.
Yeah, right.
Suit because of upgrades to...
The phone?
To the phone system, iOS 9, because people are saying that the upgrade has rendered their phones, their 4S iPhones, essentially unusable.
Well, that'd be great.
They're having failures in getting the software download, and they're complaining that this is planned obsolescence gone mad.
Mm. They seem to have a few problems, Apple, don't they?
They certainly do. Mm. They certainly do. Now, this story is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. They all are, of course. Mm-hmm. But this also is not the useless gadget.
Okay.
But it is definitely a contender.
Is it?
Because this is an inflatable sleep hoodie.
A sleep hoodie?
A sleep hoodie. An inflatable sleep hoodie.
Okay, so it'd be like a pillow.
An inflatable hoodie. Plastic pillow that you put in your hoodie so that you can lie down on your airport seat or wherever you happen to be.
With your hood up.
With your hood up. And it's inflated, so you have your own little pillow.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, what frightens me about that is somebody had to think of that.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Okay, now, this one's very fascinating. Because Luminosity are an organisation that have created brain games. Okay, these are these things on the internet where you exercise your brain.
Yep.
And they've claimed that these are going to make you smarter.
Smarter.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to prevent you from getting Alzheimer's or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. I can see how that would work.
You're
using that part of your brain that you might not use ordinarily.
Absolutely.
Mm.
However.
However, there's always a however or a but.
Oh, there is. And in this one, it's a pretty big butt, bigger than mine.
Goodness me.
Because they have no scientific evidence that that actually happens.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good advertising, good marketing.
Good advertising. And so they've got a $2 million fine from the US Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
Because of deceptive trade practices.
Well, yeah. Well, if they've got nothing to back it up, that's a bit lousy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because there'd be lots of elderly people rushing out to buy it.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're not going to get Alzheimer's because they're using that game.
Indeed.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty unfair.
Now, an organisation called Cloud Solar have come up with a printable solar panel.
Printable solar panel?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
Well, the idea here is that if you can print a solar panel and... you know, print it on some film and then stick that film onto a surface, you've got a very cheap way of producing solar panels and developing solar energy.
Which is fantastic.
Which is absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's not yet in production, but it's a very interesting development within that sort of realm.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, we spoke about Kodak a few minutes ago.
Oh, yes.
And Kodak, of course, photography.
Yes.
In the photographic realm with CES, there's been a couple of new cameras announced as well.
Right.
Nikon, for instance, announced the D5, which is their new flagship camera.
Right.
This is going to be, I have no idea, $5,000 camera.
Wow.
20.8 megapixel, 12 frames per second. And this is going to shoot in the dark.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Yeah. It's going to focus and shoot in the dark.
So no flash.
No flash. This has got exceptionally high ISO.
Mm.
Now, last time Nikon brought out a major camera, it was the D4, and they brought out the D800 at the same time. And you may remember we went to an event that Nikon held at the art gallery and had a play with the two cameras down there.
Yes, yes.
Well, they brought out a new flagship DX camera to go with the D5. It's the D500. That's been announced as well.
Right.
And that shares a lot of features with it. 153 focus points, for instance, the high ISO. This is a 20.9 megapixel camera. They're not the leading numbers of megapixels around, but megapixels don't really matter. It's the quality of the sensor. Mm. And with a sensor that can go to millions of ISO, which is what these cameras can do and can shoot in the dark effectively, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do.
Mm.
Canon announced a few cameras as well.
Mm-hmm.
Canon announced some camera. Oh, Nikon announced a few lenses as well and a 3D camera, 3D action camera.
Okay, that'd be fun.
So Canon announced a PowerShot SX540, which boasts incredible low-light capabilities. It's a 20.3 megapixel sensor,
mm-hmm.
and this is in a pocket camera.
Oh, wow, right.
50 times optical zoom.
Oh.
There's the SX420 pocket-sized, 42 times zoom lens, 20 megapixel.
I thought the pocket cameras were sort of on the way out, really, with phones.
To a large extent, yes, they are. But they're not dying yet. They're not dying yet because phones...
Until the phone manufacturers put some groovy things into their phones.
Well, they're still a couple of leaps ahead of where the
phone companies are,
yeah. What else did Canon announce? There's the IX-285 HS, which combines an ultra-wide-angle lens...
Mm-hmm.
And 8x zoom, they've got a couple of other models with 10 and 12 times. Optical zoom is what you want. And ideal shooting companion while on the move. And the Canon portable cameras, they've always been absolutely wonderful pieces of equipment to use.
Mm.
So there's that. Let's see. Parrot unveiled some new drones at CES.
Oh, right, okay, that'd be interesting.
Including one that looks like it's just a flying wing.
A wing?
A wing.
All right.
Now, if you remember the Parrot, the pot plant sensor, they're expanding in that range as well.
Okay.
They're
great, those things.
Yeah.
You just got to have an iPhone to use.
Well, now they talk to Android as well.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh, gee, I might have to use the one at home then.
Yeah. Ford are expanding their sync connectivity.
Ford. America, obviously.
America. Mm. Well, this is going to come to Australia as well.
Oh, it'll come here, but...
They're going to have Apple CarPlay. They're going to have Android Auto. It's going to have 4G connectivity and some new apps. And Toyota are going to be licensing part of Ford's open source interface to use that technology in their cars.
Okay, well, that's good. It's all moving on then.
It is all happening in the technology industry.
Hopefully it all connects up and there's no dramas.
Well, that's another story altogether. You're listening to The Gadget Grill on to RDJFM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Stevie Wright and Evie.
Great song.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. For the last week, Jason and Jeff have been gallivanting around the world. Actually, Jason's been overseas for almost a month.
I know, he's doing really well.
Yeah, and it was fun reading the tweets from Jeff as he was on the plane waiting to take off at Sydney.
Yes.
Because one of the other passengers on the plane was causing a bit of a problem for one of our buddies.
Yes,
and indeed. It was quite amusing. One of the other funny things that I saw was that they posted a tweet during the week after they landed in Los Angeles, and I don't know, they'd rented a car and put some artwork on the side of the car, magnetic signs and so on for this other site that they're involved with, and they then posted a photo of one of the guys standing on the outside of the car. They had a big four-wheel drive SUV.
Right, okay.
Okay, GM, big GM one. And they're standing outside, they're parked outside an airport, a chain wire fence and barbed wire across the top of it, taking a photo of the planes inside. And I didn't see any tweets from them for a couple of days after I saw that tweet.
They probably got locked up.
Well, that was... I've got to check with Jeff and find out whether something like that happened because I don't think that doing that is necessarily the smartest thing to do.
Certainly not with, in America.
Not in America, not with the current way security is done. They haven't mentioned anything that I've seen on or about that, so I don't know. But Jeff and Jason got together a couple in the last 24 hours and put together a couple of audio tracks for us.
Great.
Where they're talking about some of the stuff that they've seen and their impressions of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is, as I say, where they've been.
Great.
So this is the first of those, and they're talking about the major brands.
All right, so we are here at CES in Las Vegas, and fortunately, I'm actually joined by Jason. It's good, mate. Have you had a good time?
It is fortunate, isn't it? It was really good. It's my first time at CES. I believe it's your first time at CES as well, Jeff. It's kind of amazing. It's massive. This show is huge.
And to put that into perspective, I think it's around the size of 9 football fields at a minimum, just here. So just,
and some of them are on top of each other.
Mate, it's so right. And that's the scariest thing is you'll do one level, which takes you almost half the day to cover, and then you realise there's an upstairs which has got the same amount of stuff all over again.
I've had conversations with people and they've said, oh, did you see this? I've got no idea where that was.
I mean, it's mind-blowing. And then there's also, you go to another hotel and they've got another conference going on there with even more booths. And I actually don't think it's possible to see everything. It's just not. I don't care how many people you've got in the team. I don't think it's possible.
No, I think you're right. Should we talk about some of the big
names? Yeah, let's go through some highlights from the big brands who turned up. So we'll start alphabetically. Let's go with, this won't be alphabetically, it's LG. Let's start with them.
LG, okay. Yeah, so LG, LG shocked the world with the thinness of their new TVs.
2.6 millimetres?
I think it was 2.57. And, you know, like, we're now splitting hairs over points of a millimetre.
But I believe, I think they measured it in the amount of credit cards stacked. So four credit cards stacked on top of each other, that's what is the thickness of the TV. And it is incredibly thin. It's OLED, and it does look absolutely beautiful. I had a look at it at the event, and I went to their booth, and the blacks are completely black, and that's the benefit of OLED. It's truly impressive, and obviously I won't be able to afford it because OLED's not cheap, but it is absolutely beautiful.
This technology comes down into, you know, cheaper consumer electronics over time. So it's, you know, it's the shape of things to come for our, you know, our TVs in our living rooms.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we're going to move into the fridge side. So LG had a fridge, which was quite revolutionary. There's a couple of big things which I really liked about it. One was sliding your foot near the door to open it automatically. So if you've got your hands full, put your foot sort of just underneath the door and it pops open. And I thought that was absolutely genius. That for me was a big one.
It is quite smart. Yeah.
And I think I'd segue from there into Samsung because they had a very smart fridge as well.
They did. Samsung's fridge has a touch screen. It's internet connected. They've actually made good on the promise of the internet connected fridge.
Yep.
And it's quite smart, isn't it? There's the touch screen on the front. You can put, you know, you can post photos. They've got you know, calendar appointments, and there's the cameras that look inside the fridge to show you what's in the fridge when you're at the store.
And that's the key, I think, is that these cameras which take photos of every shelf within the fridge, it allows you, when you're at the shops, to think, do I have any milk or do I have eggs? And even checking the expiry date on those products as well. So as you're putting items into the fridge, you can tell the fridge what the expiry is on your milk. When you go to the shops, you might get a reminder that says, hey, that milk's expiring today, maybe buy a new one. That's so handy.
So they also launched a grocery shopping service as well with MasterCard, but I don't think that's going to come to Australia.
Yeah.
That's just the shape of things to come. Like, you'll be able to order your groceries from your fridge, but for now you can at least manage your shopping list as well.
Exactly, and that's the way it'll go, is that you'll pull out your last egg and all of a sudden you'll have eggs on the shopping list, and at the end of the week you'll hit order and that stuff will turn up at your door. I mean, that's really what it's going to be.
I want to live in that world.
Mate, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
So besides that from Samsung, yes, they had some new TVs there. It seems like most companies, and Samsung, Sony and others, brought new TVs, but they're not major updates. I'm almost looking at them as the S model. So, you know, when iPhone has the 6, they bring out the S, and it's slightly updated, but it's not a whole new design or whole new technology. Everyone has added HDR into their TVs this year, which is a high dynamic range, which essentially is going to make the picture look better.
It makes pictures look a little bit more lifelike.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair to say that everyone might have been taken or caught off guard by LG's TV?
No, I don't think so. I mean, LG had OLED last year, and obviously, again, they were going to be updating it. I just don't know if anyone expected it to be that thin. I mean, it is so thin, and the cool thing about it is it's a TV panel on glass, so that actual frame of the TV is glass, so that whole wall, I mean, especially when you're looking at it as in a huge size, it's just a big panel of glass, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So that was really interesting.
So just quickly before we finish off, because we'll come back for another segment after. Huawei.
Yes.
Huawei released some feminine versions of their very well regarded Huawei watch.
Finally.
And they released the Mate 8. Now these guys are both coming to Australia in Q1,
yep.
And we'll be able to talk about them on the show pretty soon.
You know what? They're actually quite elegant watches. I think one of them is called Elegant. The other one's called Jewel. And the Jewel is actually surrounded, the watch face is surrounded with Swarovski zirconias.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, we are not the target market for this.
We're not.
They are really gorgeous looking watches.
Yeah, and they've also created new watch faces as well, which really make it all tie in together. When you look at it from actually in person, it does look like that watch face is completely part of the watch. It doesn't look like it's a screen. It actually looks really good.
I've been really impressed by the screen on their watch.
Yeah.
I actually thought I was looking at a demo unit, and then I realized that I could actually interact with the screen.
I mean, I was the exact same. Yeah. So that's what I think we saw from the big names. In the next segment, let's talk about all the gadgets and gizmos that we saw.
All right. Sounds good.
I apologize for the audio quality there. Jason told me that the headset that he was using wasn't quite up to standard.
No, but it was good.
Some very interesting content there. And that's very interesting with the fridges, with the cameras inside them.
They take
photos of each shelf, and you can be in the store, you can look at the photos, you can see what's inside.
That's unbelievable.
Thing. One of the other things that I think is good with the cameras inside and taking the photos, you've got a screen on the door of the fridge, and you don't have to actually open the fridge now, or with these,
you just look through the camera.
You just look at the pictures to see what's in there. And that theoretically should save you some money because you're not losing
opening
the cooling.
The door.
Not opening the door, losing
it's
the cooling.
It's just all too much for me.
Indeed.
I just think it's really lazy. But that's just my opinion.
Indeed.
These guys obviously can't wait to get their hands on them, especially Jeff. He sounds so excited about it.
Well, Jeff wants one of these fridges in his new house.
Absolutely. I can hear that in his voice.
Yesterday we heard some music from a young Canadian musician.
Oh, yeah, this guy's awesome.
This guy's 20 years old, guitarist, fiddle player. He's got a band and they've done a, it's not really a tribute, but it's an emulation of Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, Hot Club of France type of stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
This is Brishan, and this is a track called Blue Drag. Awesome music. Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJFM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. And let's just go straight back to CES, where Jeff and Jason are talking about the highlights of what they've seen.
Okay, we are back here at CES in Las Vegas. It's been a huge week. I'm exhausted.
I'm so tired.
The exhibitors are exhausted.
Yeah. I was chatting to people on the stands yesterday, and they're just like, yeah, I've been here for 3 days. I'm like, darling, I've been here for four.
Yeah, and if you can hear car stereos blaring in the background, I apologise. I'm sitting in the automotive section of CES in their North Hall, and it is a bit noisy, but that's the atmosphere. Live from the show, and I think it's actually worth it. So let's talk about some of the nifty things that we actually saw, and I might start with something which I think is going to be really exciting, actually. It's a product that is going to be released by Philips this year. It's called the Breathometer. Now, this this little gadget is going to tell you before your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend will say that your breath stinks. It will actually tell you for you. So you
fix it.
No, it will just say, take a mint, buddy. But basically, you blow into this little... It's really quite small, and it obviously has Bluetooth in it because everything does, and your smartphone analyzes it and says, yeah, you need to take a mint, and that's it. I love that. Put it on your key ring and on your dates and stuff like that. Have a quick blow before you move in for that move.
Yeah, sounds good.
I love it. Do you want to go to the second one?
Sure, I'll go to the second one. I caught up with a phone that we've seen a little bit of on Kickstarter for the last 6 months or so. It's called the Nextbit Robin, and it's a phone that's made by a bunch of ex-Googlers, ex-Motorola employees, and ex-HTC employees. They're a little team of 30 people in San Francisco in one room, but they've managed to make an Android phone that essentially has unlimited storage. The phone will remove things from it after it's backed it up, of course. So if your storage is full and you go to take a photo, it will just go, well, look, what's the least used thing on this phone, and remove it because it's already got a backup. And if you need to access that thing, it will bring it back from the cloud and it'll juggle space around. So essentially, they've taken away the job of managing your storage for you.
No, that's fantastic, because I'll tell you, I was walking around today, actually, and went to take a photo and my phone told me that I had no space.
Oh, no, yeah. I've dealt with that with my sister's phone over the holidays.
Yep. It's so a common problem.
What else have you seen?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the Bluetooth water bottle. Now,
yes.
I actually got hold of a review unit early in the week. So I've been drinking from it during CES, and it's basically been telling me that I'm not drinking anywhere near enough water, as I should be. But it's a pretty cool product. You know, it looks like a normal water bottle. You throw water in it, and it measures it, and it measures how much goes out. So
that's pretty cool.
As long as you've got it with you, it does give you a good insight as to how much you are drinking during the day. It doesn't help you at night time when you're at the restaurants drinking beer or wine, but the water component is good.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You went to Intel. Tell me about Intel, because they had a whole bunch of gadgets.
They did. So I got to say, Intel's press conference is pretty much the thing that I'm most glad I actually attended at CES. It was a really good demonstration of actual up-and-coming technology, and like, it's Intel, right? They could have just gone out on stage and said, here is our new chip, here is its specs, and here are the price, but instead, their CEO came out, he gave a really, really nice, really disarmingly casual performance, and they did all these product demos on stage that were really, really good. Intel's pushing its Curie chips, which is it's a bundle of sensors that detects acceleration and, you know, gyroscopes and things like that, all in this tiny chip, and it then transmits it over a wireless mesh network in the area. And so they actually put wristbands on us all in the audience, which had Curie chips in it.
Wow.
And then they had different halves of the audience try to sort of do battle with the amount of movement that we could do in each direction. And that then affected music that was playing on the stage.
Oh, that's cool.
It was very, very cool. They also did some other things. They had some BMX bikes with Curie chips attached showing real-time telemetry. So you could see the angle that they were turning at. You could see how many spins they did, because these guys actually like jumped off ramps and did spins in the air. It was really cool. So
awesome.
they're actually putting Curie chips on all of the athletes in the X Games coming up later this month. So they're looking at new graphic overlays that they can create for broadcasters for them. And it was pretty amazing.
So we're going to see some pretty cool stuff out based on that new technology, I think, for sure.
I think so.
Now there is so much more that I want to talk to you about with CES and obviously the audience, but I reckon we've got about a month's worth of content which we could be talking for. So I'm going to leave it there for today, I think.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. And we will be back in the studio next week. And
that's right.
Gary, hopefully we'll have recovered.
Gary, we'll be seeing you very soon, mate. We'll be there before you know it.
Yeah, see you soon, Gary.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. We look forward to seeing you. And we're going to have an interesting discussion on the Curie chip from Intel, because I've got my own thoughts on that, but we'll keep them till the boys get back, and we'll have an interesting and a vigorous discussion.
Oh, no doubt about it'll be vigorous, that. Yes.
This is Carol King. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Absolutely. Of
back on the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet. All the www.radio2rdj.com. It is time now for our favourite part of the show.
Your useless gadget. I've been waiting for this.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the useless gadget for today is a device that is called, it comes in pink.
Pink?
It comes in pink.
Okay.
It is called the Baby Pod.
Baby Pod.
The Baby Pod. It's controlled by a smartphone app. And you're going to love this, darling. You're going to wince when I tell you what this is. It is a speaker designed to be inserted into a pregnant woman's vagina.
Great.
Yeah.
What for?
It is to take prenatal care to a whole new level.
Oh, my God.
A pink device attached by wire to a smartphone is marketed as the only device that is demonstrated to stimulate vocalization of babies before birth with music.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
You can do that anyway. Yes. They can hear from outside.
With Baby Pod, babies learn to vocalize.
Oh, my God.
From the womb.
Yeah,
or
right.
You could just stick a speaker on your...
You don't even have to stick family. It on there.
I know.
That's what they hear, what's going on outside.
I know.
In there.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God.
The power of marketing over...
It's all gone too far, really. It's just ridiculous.
Isn't it crazy?
Some of it's just insane. That is insane.
Absolutely. You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. I produced today's show. I directed it. But cooking very gently, stirring the pot, was none other than...
DD Cup. I'm always stirring the pot.
Indeed you are. We'll be back next week with a full complement of...
The boys will be back.
The boys. Full complement of performers, characters, whatever you want to call us. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. Take care, Australia. Stay safe.
Yes, good night.
This is Poncho Sanchez and Yumbumbe.
Oh, Yumbumbe. Sounds good.